This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce officials shared an update on local tourism with the City Council at their meeting last week. Chippewa Falls has seen a few significant changes in the tourism industry over the last year, most notably the relocation of brewing operations for Leinenkugel's to Milwaukee in January. Still, the local tourism industry saw solid overall growth with the introduction of some new events and new promotional strategies. Ellie Peabody is the tourism director for the Chippewa Falls Chamber of Commerce and highlighted some of those efforts to bring more visitors to the area.
We've done a couple influencer visits this year, placement in some publications. Obviously, we have the visitor center downtown as kind of the entrance into downtown Chippewa Falls, which we distribute travel guides at and other area information as well as statewide information for visitors. And of that, we fulfilled 550 or more mailing requests this year, which is up from previous years. And just highlighting a couple events that brought quite a few tourists, obviously, to Chippewa Falls, Chippewa County area.
Peabody also highlighted a few of those significant tourism events in Chippewa Falls over the last year, including some new ones. Many of those events will return this year and could be even bigger in 2026.
The Chippewa Valley Beat Expo, which on the flip side, you'll see they're expanding to a two-day event in 2026, which is exciting. There's the first ever Force Fields Festival out in Cadott, which brought quite a few hotel stays. Also to the Chippewa Falls area, we hosted the Professional Pickleball Association tournament in Lake Hallie last year, and they're coming back again in 2026. We helped sponsor Mad Dog and Merrill at Schutzy's Jubilee, which is a national broadcast. That was on August 17th, and then the first ever Barbecue Fest in September of last year, moving to May of 2026, which is exciting.
Peabody says Chamber of Commerce staff plan to finalize their updated strategic tourism plan and travel guide for 2026 by March. Weeks after Wisconsin Eye stopped streaming state government proceedings, lawmakers are introducing new legislation to help with funding issues at the nonprofit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer announced the proposed bill on Thursday, which would provide partial funding for the nonprofit to begin broadcasting hearings again during the February floor session. Lawmakers also intend to continue seeking a more permanent solution to Wisconsin Eye's funding issues. Wisconsin Eye officials announced the funding challenges in November, saying they needed to raise $1 million to continue their operations this year. Earlier this month, the nonprofit started a GoFundMe campaign with the goal of raising $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of the year while continuing to pursue a long-term solution. State Representative Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for Wisconsin Eye, but the nonprofit will be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars a year to support the streaming service. A Western Wisconsin lawmaker is introducing more legislation to regulate the development of data centers. State Representative Clint Moses announced the proposed bill in a press release last week, saying it would improve transparency and accountability in data center development. If passed into law, the bill would prohibit data center developers from entering into non-disclosure agreements or similar arrangements that conceal important information on the projects from local governments and property owners. The legislation would also prohibit municipalities from approving a data center project at all if the developer violates the transparency requirement. Western Wisconsin has become a focal point for the debate over data center regulation over the last few months. Planning for a proposed $1.6 billion data center on land annexed by the city of Menominee last summer was paused after just a few weeks amid environmental and energy demand concerns from residents. The city also recently approved a new ordinance clarifying the definition of data centers and creating a new zoning district for them. The Dunn County Fish and Game Association is inviting residents to its 73rd annual ice fishing contest next month. The event will take place on February 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Lake Menominee between I-94 and Highway 25. Tickets are $5 each, and anyone who attends can enter to win a variety of prizes. In addition to the ice fishing contest, the event will also feature raffles and games at the Dunn County Fish and Game Association Clubhouse, a euchre tournament at noon, and youth ice fishing classes beginning at 9:30 a.m. Eau Claire Transit officials will begin seeking community input on the Northern Light Microtransit system over the coming weeks. The pilot program currently offers rideshare services to residents on the north side of the city, where typical public transit options aren't as accessible. The program is funded by American Rescue Plan Act money, which is set to expire in July. Eau Claire Transit officials are hoping to learn more about how residents are using the program and what changes they could make to improve it before deciding if they will continue to offer the program after July. Menards officially launched its annual food drive this month. From now until March 31st, Menards stores will collect non-perishable food items to support a local food bank in their areas. There are two Menards stores in Eau Claire, both of which will donate the food collected through the drive to Feed My People Food Bank. The drive comes at a crucial time for the food bank as officials report an increase in demand for their assistance. Feed My People Food Bank will also continue to host multiple pop-up pantries at the Alpine Road Menards location each month. Chippewa Valley nonprofits are seeking volunteers to help with the biannual point-in-time count this week. Twice a year, representatives from community organizations and homeless shelters take to the streets to determine how many unhoused individuals need assistance in the area. That data is also shared with federal and state agencies to inform policy decisions addressing persistent housing issues. The count will take place on Wednesday, and anyone interested in volunteering in the Eau Claire area can register on Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council's website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15, and that's going to be enough to keep the wind chill below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, little light snow possible this evening, mostly cloudy, low of 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 13 below zero.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.